What is going on, everybody? This is the Beers and Belts podcast. This is WrestleMania Night 1 preview. So WrestleMania season is coming to a close with the start of WrestleMania going on tonight, Saturday, April 2nd. So let's talk about some of the matches that we have going on today. So first, let's talk about the New Day versus Sheamus, Ridge Holland, and Butch there, the formerly known as Pete Dunne, will be, I'm sure, in their corner. Be interesting to see what happens here. You know, you could see a win for the New Day just as a feel-good moment for Big E. WrestleMania likes to have these kind of feel-good moments. But New Day is already over. You know, I mean, they get huge reactions everywhere they go. A loss here isn't going to hurt them. Meanwhile, you have this Sheamus, Ridge Holland, and Butch team that they're trying to get off the ground. And if they are actually going to see this through, then they really need to make sure that they give them a win. So I think the best scenario for WWE is to get the win to Sheamus and Ridge Holland. But I could see it also going with the New Day of Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods. But I will go Sheamus, Ridge Holland for my pick on that one. So next, let's talk about the tag team champion match. So you've got the Usos and the Usos versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs for the SmackDown tag team titles. I believe that we're going to see the Bloodline lose a lot of their titles during WrestleMania here. So I think we're going to see Rick Boogs and Shinsuke Nakamura come out with the win here. Usos have had the titles for a while, and Rick Boogs and Shinsuke Nakamura are super over. People love them, and I think it would be fun to see them with the win. I think this is going to be a really good match too. You know, Nakamura is fantastic in the ring. The Usos obviously both are. Rick Boogs is good and very entertaining in the spots that he does. So I think it'll be a fun match, but I'm going to go with Rick Boogs and Shinsuke Nakamura for the win there. So then let's talk Drew McIntyre and Happy Corbin, which I believe that this will have some shenanigans in it with Madcap Moss. And as a result, I think you're going to see Drew McIntyre win. Also, just the direction this has been going. Like I said earlier, WWE likes to have the faces go over at WrestleMania. So I think Drew McIntyre is going to win this. I think that Happy Corbin is going to ultimately get cost the match by Madcap Moss, which will lead to a feud between those two. And there have been rumors of Madcap Moss going face. So I think this is where that's going to go. So McIntyre for the pick there. Moving on to the Mysterios versus The Miz and Logan Paul. You know, this is obviously the trying to bring some more viewers in by having a quote-unquote celebrity slash YouTube star coming in to help bring those extra eyes into WrestleMania. I think you're going to see The Mysterios win this. The Miz is The Miz. I mean, he's doing his stuff outside of the ring as well. His interests are elsewhere. Logan Paul's interests are obviously not in the WWE. I think long-term, it's going to be good to see Rey Mysterio and Dominic win and have them move back into the title picture post-WrestleMania. So, or you could see a breakdown of the Mysterios here and a feud start between father and son. That could be entertaining moving forward post-WrestleMania as well, but I'm going to go with the Mysterios winning this one. I don't think it'll be a real great match. I think the Mysterios will have some good spots, but I'm not expecting this one to knock my socks off at all. This will probably be one for going back to the refrigerator and grabbing a beer. So next, let's talk Women's Raw Championship with Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair. And Becky Lynch has had this title for a long time at this point, and I think it is time for Bianca Belair to win this back. So I think after that quick loss at SummerSlam that was horribly booked where Lynch won the title, I think this is now time to have Bianca Belair standing tall and getting the title back and moving forward with that. So that'll be my pick there, Bianca Belair over Becky Lynch. I expect that'll be a good match. They've had a good build-up to it. You know, it's been very back and forth, intense. lots of good promos between the two. So I think it'll be a fun match, but yeah, I'm going Belair with the win there. So move into the next thing here. Let's talk Seth Rollins versus the mystery opponent of Mr. McMahon's choosing. And everybody knows that this is going to be Shane McMahon, right? Wrong. No, everybody believes that this is going to be Cody Rhodes. Won't be a shock for Cody Rhodes to show up in this position. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if they give something to make you look the other way at first before Cody comes out. I think they're expecting a big pop. I'm curious where they're going to put this in the card, though, because I think it's going to be a big pop for them. I think people are going to get fired up about it. I think it'll be a good match. Obviously, Cody can go. We know Seth Rollins can go, so it should be entertaining. It'll be interesting to see, you know, if they proceed with a feud between them going forward after WrestleMania. You know, hopefully they don't stick Cody back in the mid-card like he was before. That is my biggest fear with him going to WWE. But I believe that if he comes in, he is going to be over Seth Rollins in this one. So Cody over Seth Rollins, or should I say the mystery opponent over Seth Rollins. And then we should have the Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey match. I think this will be a great one as well. These two have fantastic chemistry. The promos have been great leading up to it. The video packages that they've shown leading up to this have been great as well. So I think it'll be a fun one. I think it'll probably be a 15-minute match would be my guess here. And I think Ronda Rousey will go over Charlotte Flair in that one to take the SmackDown Women's Championship. So that'll be a fun one, though. It'll be a good match, I believe. And then finally, the big thing that everyone is waiting for, the return of Stone Cold Steve Austin in the KO show. So I'm very curious the direction that they take this in. It would not shock me if tonight they have some kind of feud which ends up with KO getting a stunner, and then tomorrow night they bring him back and they actually have a match to try to get the most out of it as they can. And for those people who bought WrestleMania tickets for night one or night two, both of them will get a chance to see Stone Cold. So I'm going to do another preview for night two tomorrow. So it'll kind of be a review of night one and then a preview of night two. So be on the lookout for that. So again, this is the Beers and Belts podcast. Glad you guys were able to tune in, take about 10 minutes of your day to listen to this, and hope you get a chance to sit down and watch WrestleMania tonight. Have a good one.